All right. Everybody good?
Yeah.
All right, man. It has been good to be here today. Well, today is a special occasion. This is a special one for our body. Thinking of this family, the Anderson family. Andersons, if you want to wave at everybody. Jack, Whitney, all the family that's with you. You guys know these folks. They have been some of the very beginning of being around a little group that was in a living room that God spoke to about planting a church, and man, the directions and places that has taken us. This was never in that plan. We never planned, hey, let's go out on the street one day and be out here, but God is good. And man, we are so glad to a person, everybody that's been involved with that, is this is the best place God has ever had us in. And so you're a part of that. You are family that we prayed for and longed for, and God has given us. And I believe that today is a special day. We are going to have a baby dedication of Miss Evelyn. Evelyn is back here on the steps. Evelyn's not feeling that good today. She has an ear infection, but she's going to get through this like a champ. We know, possibly, Morgan said. But no, we're excited about this. But I want you to know this is not just a time for Jack and Whitney. In fact, I kind of came around and said, hey, if you're here, come around. This is a body thing. This is a family time to get together, and I believe it's a very special and important time. And so we're going to have a baby dedication today, and really just thinking about that word, the word dedication brings about a heavy weight. It really feels like a heavy word. In fact, the word dedication means this, committed to a task. Man, it's hard to find the word commitment in anybody's life these days, right? That's a tough word. In fact, the word commitment means this, to pledge or to bind to a certain course. So if we're going to have a baby dedication, you've got to have two parents that are pledged or bound to a certain course. And you guys know these folks. There are certain courses. They want Evie to grow and to know who Jesus is as Lord and Savior. And that is their dedication. We are going to raise Evie. And honestly, we know this. They already have been. But today is a public day that they profess that before you, their family. Before we go too far on what dedication day is, I want to tell you what it is not. I wish that something like today could impart salvation on Evie. I wish there was power in that. This sets the course for that, is what we pray. We pray for the day that she comes to the realization that Jesus is her Lord and Savior. And so there's nothing special about this day in that sense, other than this is a day where we set aside, and parents and this family say, we are going to pave the way for Jesus to be her Lord and Savior. That is what we will dedicate ourselves to today. This commitment is from Jack and Whitney, but family that is here with them, friends that are here, church at Southside, this is a commitment for all of us. And by the way, I just want you, everybody, look this way. Deal with me this morning. Look up here. Everybody at the back table, around, I want everybody to look this way. This is a commitment. You are a part of this family. And if you're sitting here this morning thinking, well, he's talking to everybody but me. No, you're included. Everybody in this circle plays a part in this young lady's sweet life. This is a commitment. It is a collective commitment, a collective dedication today. And this is such a serious and sweet time. I can think of no better place to start before we get into the word than to pray and ask our Heavenly Father to bless this time. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for parents who are willing in a world that pulls in so many directions to say, no, we are steadfast. We are dedicated. We are committed. We are not perfect, but God, we know the one who is. And so will you, God, will you lead? They have surrendered their life to you. And God, that is what this dedication is about, saying that from this day forward, even before this day, but today we make it public and let this family, and in fact, the world know that we are dedicated to bring up Evie in the way of the Lord. Well, it's not easy. That's a bold commitment. There will be a tax on that. There will be struggles with that. And so we come together as a family in this moment of dedication in a day like today and say, we are here with you. You don't have to do this alone, Jack and Whitney. We are here as family to help carry the load, to point Evie in the right direction, to have her a safe place, to be around her and to give her all kind of tools that will point her in the direction of Jesus her Lord and Savior. And so God bless this time. Let it be a sweet time for the Anderson family and friends that have came out today, but not only them, for this body, that this will be a day that we look back and we cherish and we remember. And even as Evie grows into a young woman one day, we can look back and say, man, I remember the day that we all dedicated ourselves, that Jack and Whitney dedicated themselves as parents, that we dedicated ourselves as a body, as family, and we took this serious. And the day that she accepts Jesus as Lord and Savior, we can celebrate and point and look back and say, man, what an awesome journey it has been. And then from there, just to continue in that growth, to help her walk in that relationship, the beautiful story of salvation. We thank you. Jesus, you are the one that makes all this possible. You are the one that brings family. If we look around and we say brother and sister, we see all different races, denominations, generations, every kind of background that you can think. But we are family in something that is stronger than blood. We are family in the name of Jesus Christ. And that is a bond that will never, ever be broken. This is my family that I will spend eternity with, because of the gift of Jesus. We thank you for that. We dedicate ourselves to that truth today. We love you. We thank you. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I want to read with you in the Bible. Jesus is not quiet on the idea of children. You know this passage, but in Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 15, here's what Jesus says, and you've heard this story. I think it's so important on a day like today. It says, now they were bringing even infants to him, to Jesus, that he might touch them. Right? These are people that God had said, I tell you what we need to do. We need to take our kids to Jesus. We could stop right there and say, man, that is what dedication is about. To stop and just say, out of all the things the world has to offer, we bring our children to Jesus. Is that what we want our body to be about? Right? That we take them to Jesus out of all other paths. Anybody say amen on that? That we will take them to Jesus. And so that is what these people were doing, so that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, the ones that should have known, the disciples saw it and they rebuked them. But Jesus called to them saying, let the little children come to me and don't hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. And truly I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. I want to talk to you on just a couple of things before we get into a time of dedication this morning. Jesus here, just starting out in this passage, says, permit them to come to me. Jesus is telling the disciples, the one that had followed him, the one that had seen all the miracles, and these people out in the fringes were bringing children to Jesus. They understood there was something powerful about Jesus, and they said, would you just touch our children? Will you just bless them? Will you enrich their lives? Will you just do something in my child's life? And the disciples, kind of like a lot of folks in church these days, said, you children, just get on over there and let's sit here and we'll have these adult conversations. And we don't want to be bothered by you little children. But Jesus, the Savior of the world, said, whoa, time out. Hold up a minute. Permit them to come to me. Right? And in fact, Jesus didn't even stop there. When he said, permit the children to come to me, he went on and put another nugget on top of that and said, by the way, don't hinder them from coming to me. Not only you permit them, but don't you dare stop them from coming to me. This is really about them. They are allowed. And so not only is it something that we look at, family, friends, the church at Southside, to Evie, not only is it this right that we have to take Evie to Jesus, we are obligated to take Evie to Jesus, because if we're honest, that's all we got. Right? As far as anything that's going to count, everything hinges on Jesus, right? Jesse, Jesus changes everything. And so we could take Evie out here. Honestly, if we did what we do every Sunday and we go through a line and we share a meal together and we fellowship and we do all these things and we never mention the name Jesus to Evie, we have failed her. But we come to this place and say there's so much more than just those things. That's just a tidbit of the fellowship of the family that God has given us. It is all centered around Jesus and his grace and his mercy and his love. And so not only do we permit Evie to come to Jesus, we will not hinder her. We will allow that and bless that, and we will help pave the way. Are you with me on that? Everybody good? All right. We will pave the way. Jesus continues and he says, not only that, this is a sermon in just like a couple of sentences here where Jesus says, permit them to come to me. In fact, permit them, don't hinder them. And by the way, By the way, the kingdom belongs to such as these. Can you imagine the looks? I mean, I love to take and place myself in a biblical story and to think about the context of everything that was going on. And these disciples that thought they were doing the right thing and said, we're going to rebuke them. We're going to get the children off to the side and we're going to get back to the real church right here and these adults. And Jesus says, wait a minute, permit them to come and don't hinder them. And by the way, the kingdom belongs to them. You see, there's a beautiful piece of that story right there. The kingdom belongs to them. You see, Psalm 139 tells us that as Evie sleeps on her mom's chest right there, ear infection and all, as crazy as that child can be, we love her, but she's crazy sometimes, right? They would admit that as their crazy child, but we love her and we bless her. In Psalm 139, it says that God created Evie just like he wanted her. There is not another Evie. Jack and Whitney probably saying amen to that, right? They love her, but she is a handful, and they know that. We bless that. But she was created just how she was. The personality, the beauty that is Evie, she was created with purpose and with value and to be a part of the story because Jesus, our Savior, said the kingdom belongs to her, right? Permit her to come to me. Listen, I want to throw something out here. If any one of us hinder Evie or any other child that's out here or others to come and we hinder them from coming to Jesus, God, help us because Jesus said the kingdom belongs to such as these precious ones that you're trying to run out and saying this is about grown-up time. No, this isn't. Everyone has a seat at the table at this place. I'll throw this out there. You bring anybody here. You try us on this. You bring anyone here from any lifestyle, from any walk, from any place in this world, and I promise you they'll have a seat at the table. Why? Because the kingdom belongs to such as these. Everybody has an opportunity for a seat at the table. And so we see this with children. And Psalm 139 tells us that we were all crafted with great purpose. And one of those is the rightful place. Evie's rightful place is a daughter of the king. She has a rightful place of the kingdom. Many will point to other ways in her life. Many will point to other kingdoms. But if you were placed in Evie's life, if you were here this morning and you were placed in Evie's life, your responsibility is to point and guide her to the only kingdom that matters. Not a temporary kingdom, but an eternal kingdom. Listen to me this morning. Not only do you have the opportunity, you have the responsibility, each and every one of us, myself, everyone in this circle has the responsibility. You have been entrusted and placed in her life to give her a safe place, to give her a place that points to the kingdom that matters and let her know that she always has a seat at the table, that she is a beautiful daughter of the king. He continues on and says this truth bomb. In fact, if you can imagine the hillside and you can see the stories unfolded and he says this as the disciples were crowding around and trying to glean from Jesus and have this teaching time and all the other adults and they're getting serious in their Bible study and hearing from the word of God himself. And then people were coming up and saying, would you just bless my child? And the disciples say, hey, go on away. We're having adult time over here. We're talking about serious things. You can't add any value to this. Jesus says, hold on, time out. Permit them to come and don't hinder them. And by the way, the kingdom belongs to them. And then he says this, by the way, adults, everybody here, adults, unless you come like these kids are coming up to me, you'll never enter the kingdom of God. Can you imagine, man, the truth that was dropped there, that the disciples, the people who had it all figured out, who were Jesus' traveling partners, the one who gave up everything, right? They thought they had arrived. They had given up everything to follow this man, Jesus. And Jesus tells old rugged, nasty fishermen, tax collectors, these people that were hanging with Jesus, and he says this, unless you come like that little child that, by the way, you're saying is no good and doesn't have a place, doesn't have a seat at the table, unless you come like them, you're missing the whole point too. Man, what we could learn from children. Think about the children that are in our life that God has blessed us with, all of these beautiful children that God has given us, that unless we receive the kingdom of God like them, we will not enter at all. Listen to this. He doesn't say that unless you enter the kingdom of God like a child, you'll come from the side entrance or you'll come in a back way. He says, unless you receive it like a child, you won't come in at all. Period. None. You see, children have faith. They have belief. They have wonder, amazement, humility. And if you realize that a child will love somebody no matter what condition they're in. But man, we get grown up and we start to learn a bunch of things and we start to get set in our ways and we just think we got it all figured out. And I think what Jesus would humbly say to us this morning is, would you just go back to being a child? In your heart, would you just remember what that little boy, that little girl wanted in the wild and the wonderment and the amazement of a child? And if you want to enter into my presence, would you just enter in like that and just love me and leave the rest up to me? Would you have that same childlike faith and trust in me? Would you stop feeling like you have it all figured out? Would you stop being in a circle and telling others, nope, you can't come in here because I'm the one that is sitting here saying, nope, come on in. There's room in the circle for you. Come on in, even the children. And by the way, listen to me, in a culture where children had nothing to offer, they were of no use at this point in their life. And Jesus said, that's the ones I want. The ones that the world had said, nobody's got any use. Maybe you feel like that today. I've got no use, no purpose. Jesus is all the while in the center of the circle saying, come on in. There's room. There's room at the circle for you. But somehow as we go into responsible adults, we lose some of this childlike heart and faith. And there is a real enemy and there is life and there are wounds that have stolen some of our childlike heart. And Jesus is ever there wanting us to get that back. Because he said, not only is it beneficial, not only is it worthwhile, not only is it a good thing to look into, but he says it is necessary to enter his kingdom like a child. To lay aside everything we think we know, that we could be humble enough to say, Jesus, maybe I don't know everything I'm supposed to know about you. Maybe I never will, but will you let me come in and sit at the circle? See, we've lived a life where if we don't measure up or if we don't act a certain way or do a certain thing, maybe there's not room for us at certain tables. Can I just tell you, that's the wrong table. Don't worry about it. There's room at his table. And I can promise you this, and if anybody agrees with me, you raise your hand and say amen. I can promise you this, that whoever you bring to this place, try me on it. Whoever you bring to this place will be accepted and have a seat at the table. Anybody agree? And if they don't, if they're not, I'm going to go Jesus in the temple turning tables over angry and think I'll be in right company doing so.
All right.
That's what this place is built on, and that is what we want to teach Evie. That everybody has a seat at the table, including you, sweet girl. You're a daughter of the king. By the way, do you realize that when you picture this long banquet table, and let's be honest, it's everybody that's ever been created that has a seat at the table. That's a stinking long table, right? But this long, great banquet hall of beauty and all the splendor that is God, and that everybody has a seat at the table. But listen to this. Oh, man. We don't sit there as hired hands. We don't sit there as an outcast. We don't sit there as somebody who might be good enough. We sit there with the label of son and daughter. Whew. Anybody want to sign up for that? That's good stuff. No matter what this life has said, no matter what the enemy has spoken, no matter what wounds have been dealt, that we have a seat at the table as a son or daughter of God. Evie, that is what we want you to know. You have a seat at the table. Everyone has that. Jack and Whitney, family and friends, and the church at Southside, we must be steadfast. There must be a commitment to point Evie and others, the other children that will come after her, the ones who are here now, to point them to the only kingdom that matters, the only one that is eternal. Any other kingdom is temporary and fading away as we speak. We point to the eternal kingdom. I want us to enter this time in a serious, reverent attitude because it is a special time. I'm going to ask Jack and Whitney to come forward with Evie. And I'm going to ask you to do this. If you're seated, I want you to stand and just kind of come around the outside edges of these guys here. Go ahead and stand. Come on around. Gather around. Let's get in close. Thank you. All right. We're going, Kenzie, you come on up, sweetie. We're gonna have a time of some vows because this is a serious thing. You're going to feel like you're at a wedding. This isn't a wedding, but this is a dedication moment. And by the way, I just want you to look around this circle. This is powerful what God is allowing to happen out here today. Jack and Whitney, a charge and a challenge to you before we do vows. Jack is the head of this home, and so we know this. We pray over this home and Whitney to support and partner with. Equally as important, we know that, integral in the raising of Evie. Church at Southside, you here, this community, also play a role in this dedication. We know Jack and Whitney love God with every ounce and fiber of their energy and teach Evie to do the same. Guys, as you love God and one another, your neighbors, you will model before Evie a wonderful pattern of your dedication to him and her spiritual well-being. Jack and Whitney are going to participate in some vows. By coming forward before God in this community, do you guys declare your desire to dedicate yourselves and your daughter Evie to the Lord? If so, would you say we do? Having come freely, I ask you now, you enter into the following commitment in the presence of God and his people today, so that Evie may walk in an abundant life that Christ offers. Do you, Jack and Whitney, vow by God's help and in partnership with the church to provide Evie a Christian home of love and peace and to raise her in truth of our Lord's instruction and discipline and encourage her one day to trust Jesus as her Lord and Savior? Modeling of this kind of love can't be done alone. It requires the help of others, and for this reason, Jack and Whitney, your family, friends that are here today, your church family, your community, we are here to partner with you. As they face you guys, and they're looking at you, their family. So family and friends in the church at Southside, this is for us. And now I'll direct my questions to you. By your attendance here today and placement here as a part of this body, you realize that God has placed you here for a reason. It's not just to come and take up space. We don't look at it like that. God has you here for a beautiful purpose and a reason. Do you hear my declare your desire to help Jack and Whitney fulfill this vow that they've made here today by upholding them in prayer, giving a safe place for Evie and encouragement with biblical support? If you accept this responsibility, do not enter into this lightly, but if you accept this, please respond by saying we do. Having come freely, family, friends, and Southside Church, I ask now that you make the following commitment to Jack and Whitney who stand before you so that Evie may walk in an abundant life that Christ offers. Do you vow by God's help to be a faithful in your calling as members of the body of Christ, to help Jack and Whitney be faithful to God, to help teach and to train Evie in the ways of the Lord so that she might one day trust him as Savior and Lord? If you accept this responsibility, would you say we do? Jack and Whitney, we want you to remember this day, remember this commitment, and remember these people's pledge of love. Look around and take it in. They are here to support and to help. Man, what a special girl we have in Evie, right? Everybody agree with that? Man, what an awesome day. Amazing family and a special day for our body. Some of my closest friends, and I appreciate these guys. I want to pray a prayer of dedication over Evie, and just hang tight as we finish that prayer here in just a second. Let's pray. Father God, we just thank you for this family. We bless them. We watch over them. We're partnering with them, and we just ask, God, that you just minister to them. That, God, we pray for the day that Evie comes to know and to trust you as Lord and Savior. God, we pray for that day. We believe it will happen. We believe that these guys have made the decision to bring her up in a way in which she comes to know and trust you, and she sees it played out in their daily lives, in the lives of this body, that we see people living out their faith, that it's not just religious jargon, but a relationship with the Creator Father. That she sees that, and we pray that it's contagious to her as she grows, and we continue to pray that for Kenzie, and that God just, it's overwhelmingly in front of their eyes that this is the way, the only way is through Jesus. We pray that. We bless this family, ask that you watch over them, protect them. God, we pray against any attacks of the enemy. When we're bold enough to stand before a group of people and say, we will dedicate our child to the Lord. We already have, but we're making this public. When we do that, Father, there's attack. There's opposition against that. We pray against that in the name of Jesus. and just say that we trust and believe that Evie is going to come to know you as Lord and Savior. We want to play a part in that. Family, we are here for this purpose, for this reason, to teach each and every person, no matter how young or how old, what background, what lifestyle, that Jesus is the way to life. We just pray this blessing. I'm going to just pause for just a second. If you just want to pray in your heart right now over this family, just take just a second. Let's breathe this holy moment in together as a family. Just pray over them. So God, we just pray these things. We love you, we trust you, and we thank you for the gift that is family. This is a family that you have built, and we just trust and know that you're going to use this in Evie's life. Most importantly, that you, with your power of your Holy Spirit, just speak to Evie's sweetheart as she grows, God, in wisdom and understanding of you, and just that she's loved, and no matter what the world throws at her, that she hears the voice of your Holy Spirit, Jesus, over any and every other voice. We love you. We bless this family. We thank you for them. They're such a huge part of what you're doing here. I love these guys. I learn from them. I thank you for them, the times that everyone else has got to learn from them. God, they're servants. Their hearts are big. And Father, I know you're going to use that in their daughter's life. We love you. We thank you. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we want to, go ahead. That's awesome. We have a handy certificate of dedication here. She's crying that the prayer is over. We have a handy certificate of dedication that is suitable for framing, if you would like. It's got a place on there where you guys can sign as well. And then we also have a Bible with Evie's name on it for you. And so, bless you guys. We love y'all. Oh, man. She wants Morgan. Who doesn't, right? Morgan's such a sweetie. All right. Guys, man, I want you to look around here just 1 second before we break up, okay? Everybody look around here just 1 second. This is a beautiful thing, what God is doing, okay? Let's pray God's blessing over the rest of the day. Miss Mitzi and the guys will get over here and get you set up on the truck and everything. Love you guys. Thank you so much for being here. Come up and give them a special word. Let them know that, hey, I said I'll do, but I mean it, right? Give them that encouraging word. Pray a blessing over them. They'll take all that they can get, all right?
It's like all those bear people.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. We're family. All right, let's pray. Father, we love you. We thank you. Bless this day. Let this be a special day for the Andersons. I love these guys. I thank you for them. Not only for them, though, we pray that for our entire body, God, that you just continue to bless us. God, be with that guy that just drove by. He's going awful fast. Get him safely where he's going. Let him know you love him. But let's hope he doesn't meet you right now. It sounded really, really fast. We love you. We thank you. And thank you again for what you're doing out here. We love you. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.